Well, tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, something that I speculated in many podcasts where I've said that it is strange the way the Democrats and Joe Biden is just fast tracking and flooding America with migrants. I've said many times that they got to be getting paid for this. I say that some corporations or whoever paying these Democrats to do this. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my speculations have definitely came to pass. That's exactly what has happened. And on top of that, this particular story is a story that all American citizens better respond the right way to this. Because if you do not respond the right way to this particular action, what has happened with Tyson Foods, your job will be eliminated next. You're not safe. So as you can see on the screen, Tyson Foods boycotted as it sacks 1,300 staff at an Iowa pork plant and offers job and lawyer packages in a bid to hire 42,000 asylum seekers in New York. Angry Americans are boycotting Tyson Foods products as the 53 million meat firm shutters plants in Iowa and elsewhere while hiring thousands of asylum seekers, you say, at job fairs in New York. Now, you remember these secret job fairs we talked about, especially when we saw it in Chicago, where they are doing it over there, too, not for the American citizens, but for the migrants. Now, I say campaigners are urging consumers to stop buying Tyson products amid its wave of closures of poultry and meat processing plants across Iowa, Virginia, Arkansas, Indiana, and Missouri. As you can see on the screen, ladies and gentlemen, I need you to get a screenshot of what you're looking at right here. This is all the brands that's under Tyson Foods, because all of you need to boycott this company right now, ASAP, for what they're doing. Tyson Foods is the first company that is being very bold and blatant with it. So make sure you take a screenshot of this. Now let's continue. They say they point to efforts by Tyson to hire thousands of migrants in New York, offering $16.50 an hour wages and free immigration lawyers, accusing the firm of ditching U.S.-born workers for cheaper migrant labor. Boy, vote blue no matter who, right? Vote blue no matter who. You want to go vote blue in the next election, guys? Well, you go vote blue in the next election, you're going to get more of this. Now, America First Legal is a conservative action group launched by former President Trump. It said warned Tyson, it said that it could be breaking the law by favoring foreign-born workers over Americans. They're saying, and I quote, "It is illegal under federal law to discriminate against American citizens based on their citizenship in favor of non-citizens of any kind when it comes to employment," the legal action group posted online. Now, Tyson Foods is based in Springdale, Arkansas. It said, which made, it say, $52.8 million in sales last year through its Jimmy Dean, Hillshire Farm, Ballpark, it's a Wright, Adelis, it's a, and other brands, but they did not want to answer for any kind of comment. Now, I say the boycott raises tough questions for Tyson's $13 million it's a year CEO, Donnie King, who has led the firm since 2021, and say during which the time it funded the campaign of President Joe Biden. I want y'all to pay attention to that. So the CEO of Tyson is funding Joe Biden. So, yes, he paid Biden. Biden is bringing over the migrants. And now the jobs disappearing for American citizens all of a sudden, right? And he also funded Nikki Haley. The case spotlights fears about migration across the U.S.-Mexico border and that asylum seekers are replacing Americans, especially in meatpacking and other undesirable jobs amid record low unemployment. Now, I said Tyson this week said it would shutter its pork plant in Perry, Iowa, and said this summer putting 1,276 people out of work in a town of about 8,000. They say about half of the plant's workers are understood to be Latino, according to local news outlets. Now, they say last May, it said Tyson Foods closed two facilities, it said, in Virginia and Arkansas that employed more than 1,600 people. In April, it announced plans to cut 10% of corporate jobs and 15% of executive plants let's say in North Little Rock, Arkansas, Corydon, Indiana, and Dexter and Noel, Missouri are set to end operations in the first half of 2024, following a 0.8% slump in the company's sales between 2022 and 2023. Now, I said Tyson, meanwhile, has moved to hire more of the asylum seekers who headed to New York and other cities after entering the U.S. seeking to fill undesirable jobs. They say because the low unemployment, guys, and why people don't want these jobs, they're not paying right. But they'd rather pay a migrant. Now, they say the Meatpacker already employs, they say, about 42,000 migrants among its 120,000 strong U.S. workforce. Look at that. Now, I don't blame the migrants, and let's not get into blaming the migrants here. And I'm going to tell you why. If you blame the migrants, then the Democrats and Biden win. The migrants is only going to take advantage of what Biden said to do. Now, in the other podcast, we covered Biden told them to come on up here, right? When he was running for office. We as American citizens did not heed the warning when Biden was telling them to come up here. Okay? We was on something different. I'm talking about the country when I say we as American citizens on something different. People voted in Joe Biden, right? Now you're getting what you're voted for. Now the people that Biden invited to come here and the people that he's incentivizing to come here, now they're starting to get jobs and American citizens started getting unemployment. You got to blame Biden. You got to blame companies like Tyson Foods. Let's keep the make sure we keep the blame on the Democrats, Biden, and in this case, Tyson Foods. Tyson Foods should go bankrupt over this. They should. They should go bankrupt because if you do not make Tyson Foods go bankrupt, then you better believe your job is going to be next. And they continue to say that they would like to employ another 42,000 and say if we could find them. Talking about migrants. They say a Garrett Dolan, they say who leads Tyson's social efforts. They say in recent weeks, they say the company hired dozens of asylum seekers from Venezuela, Mexico, and Colombia at a job fair in New York City. They say they traveled to work at his poultry plant in Humboldt, Tennessee. They say according to what Tyson's saying, asylum seekers fill the gaps at plants with a high turnover of staff. They said the company needs to fill 52,000 jobs this year. It said executives offer a pay starting at $16.50 an hour at those jobs with paid for immigration lawyers and other perks. So this corporation that's funded by you, the American citizen, because you buy their products, is using the funds that you pay for, right, to make sure they have lawyers so they can keep their low pay new workers who aren't citizens of the United States of America. Remember, Tyson says basically, F you, America, F you, American citizens, you're no good. We don't want you to work here. We want to get people that we want to take advantage of. Because understand, the migrant is being taken advantage of too. The main reason why a lot of corporations want to bring in migrants and want them is because they don't want to pay you the right ways they should be paying you. They want to offer you the benefits that you should be offered. And companies like Tyson Foods can pay for the right wages, pay for the right benefits, especially when you made $53 million the previous year off of the customers who are American. So y'all have to let them know this. If American citizens in this country is their base. So since you want to message your base, fine. Well, you know what? Let all the migrants go buy your food. That's all. Just boycott Tyson Foods. See, Dr. King showed us a great thing. Because everybody talk about Dr. King, but people don't talk about the power of economic boycotts that Dr. King did too. He said you got to bring economic pain. Because that's all these corporations understand is economic pain. You don't have to go on the street protesting. Listen, if you go on the street protesting and you still go and buy Tyson Foods, that was a waste of freaking time and energy. You don't have to protest nothing. You protest with your dollar. You said, my protest is I'm not going to buy a thing from Tyson Foods. I don't want nothing to do with Tyson or their subsidiaries. I don't want nothing. Your economic boycott will break Tyson. Not you going in the street talking about you going to protest. Because really, protesting is performative. if you're not going to boycott them economically. Now, if you're going to protest in the street and boycott them economically, okay, that makes sense. But the problem that we have been having over the years with these so-called protests is that you sit up here and protest, but yet you're still feeding the corporate machine. So what's good is your protest other than you've been wasting time, some of you blocking traffic, you're doing all kinds of things, but you're still going to give corporate America your money. When you can go give your money to a lot of places that's local in your different communities, you can go buy things from farmers markets. There's so many different things that you can do outside of Tyson Foods. You understand? So let's continue. See, a large portion of new hires, they are going to come from the refugees and immigrants. So now, say, we in the business are strategically thinking that through. It says asylum seekers cannot work upon entering the U.S. and typically don't get permits until 180 days after they apply for legal status. But you understand something. Biden and the corporations, they're going to have their permits. It's not going to be a problem. It says many wait for years before their first immigration court hearing. It says for a judge to hear their asylum claim is during which the time they can work. It says in a bid to help, it says migrant employees, Tyson has spent millions of dollars. Listen to this. Tyson's has spent millions of dollars on immigration lawyers and offers paid time off to attend court hearings. So not only that, you get to go get paid to go to court on top of the free legal. It says many also benefit from temporary housing, on-site child care, transportation and English classes. So not only are you they're giving them a job, free lawyer. Some of you paying child care right now, child care, and your child care is just as much as your rent or your mortgage. Some of you can't afford child care. Some of you are working many jobs just to fund child care. And Tyson says, look, we're going to have child care right there at work. Transportation, you ain't got to worry about spending your gas money, nothing. And we're going to give you ESL classes, English as second language, ESL classes. Man, that is a package that no American citizen got. I guarantee all the Americans that were working for Tyson didn't get no on-site child care. They didn't get transportation. They didn't get no paid time off if they got to do anything with legal. And for sure that Tyson didn't provide them with a lawyer. Wow, Tyson, that is amazing. What you would do for migrants, because it's benefiting you, versus the American people who fund you. But that's okay. Let's continue. It said Tyson in 2022 agreed to hire 2,500, it said, migrants under the tent program. It said a firm increased the last year by 150 hires, including 50 Afghan refugees to work in Arkansas, including in Fayetteville, Springdale, and Bentonville. And say the boycott underscores fears that Americans are losing jobs to economic migrants from overseas who drive down blue collar wages. And say data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics show that between July and August 2023, there were a staggering decrease of 1.2 million native born people in the workforce. In stark contrast, some 688,000 jobs were secured by foreign born workers. So the corporations, like, let me tell y'all something. I explain this to y'all. And listen, everything goes back to slavery. And I know some people, some of you, the folks that could be listening, you know who I'm talking about when I say you folks. Everything goes back to slavery. And when you sit up here and say, I ain't want to pay no reparations, I don't want to do this and that and the third, them same corporations that you talking about don't want to pay slavery, they're going to put you in the poll house. See, when we talk about reparations, it's a debt that's owed, and that would actually stimulate the American economy. See, if reparations were given to Black Americans, that's money that will be here. You give those migrants money, all that money is going to be leaving the United States. It's going to be leaving. Migrants send billions of dollars overseas every year. If we get reparations here, it will stimulate this economy because we're going to put the money back into the economy. We'll be creating jobs and whatever. Even if we go just blow it, whatever. If you got a business and they blew it, well, they blew their reparations. But we will be creating jobs here in this country and the money will stay right here. You understand? See, in the beginning in this country, there was chattel slavery. And the corporations was getting free labor. You understand? Then black Americans became lazy when we didn't work for free anymore. And a lot of you in your community were ran with that narrative, black Americans are lazy because we need to get paid for work now, right? Oh, we lazy, we get welfare, even though we aren't the number one receiver of welfare. It's actually the folks is the number one receiver of welfare. I mean, it's not that hard to look up. We proved that a long time ago, right? And when black people always told y'all about these jobs and how they do us wrong and how they just let us go and undercut us and do all these different things they've done to us, many of you have said, oh, y'all just making it up. Oh, you guys are lazy. Oh, you guys not showing up on time. Oh, you guys are this. Oh, you guys are that, right? See, the corporations perfect injustice against us. And we've been telling y'all forever about what's been happening to us. Now, what they have done is now, white America, now it's coming right back in you and being laid in your lap, and you're going to suffer. You understand? See, as black Americans, listen, beyond with you, white Americans, black Americans is the only friend you ever had. All these other people coming in this country, they're not your friend. They have no interest in America going like a black American would or even a white American would. These people that's here, they're here for money. They're here for a bag. They wasn't even patriotic in their own homeland because they left. They didn't want to fight for it. They didn't want to. No, they leave. Grown men leaving their homeland to come here instead of fighting. This place wasn't always where it's at today. But it took black people, definitely a lot of black people, to fight for definitely every right that we have and what we live today. Many wars, and white Americans that fought some things too. Now, white America, you're starting to suffer at the hands of the policies that we warned you that was happening to us. And many of you, as long as it didn't touch you, you was cool. Ah, you didn't care. These corporations don't like you either. You're peasants to them. They may be the same community as you, but they don't like you. So now you're losing your jobs. Just like the black man and the black woman have been losing their jobs. And now you see how unfair it is. You see that, right? So when Dr. King had tried to tell y'all about we need to get our check, You see why what happens when you don't pay? Listen, you're going to pay a lot more with these migrants than any reparations. Listen, reparations would be considered cheap at this point compared to what these migrants will be getting. And white Americans, listen to me. You about to experience a moment you've never experienced. And it's going to be devastating to you. You're going to be put in the same economic position as us. And you're not going to know how to handle it. We know how to handle it. We used to it, right? But you're not going to know how to handle it. The migrants, they're getting your jobs. If you don't do nothing about it, right? If you don't make Tyson Foods bankrupt over this move, they're getting your jobs. And I want you to pay attention where they went. They went to Iowa. That's not a black area. Now, some people may say, well, why am I even talking about it? You know, we focus on black America. Well, I understand that I live. See, unfortunately, well, fortunately, I'm not like some people in the folks community where I act like I don't live in the same country just because it's not happening to me. No, I know if they're going to do it up there, they'll do it in Atlanta. They'll do it in Charlotte. They'll do it in Houston. They'll do it in Dallas. They'll do it wherever we're at. Right. And of course, we've been dealing with that because black men forever had jobs in construction. Now black men can't even get a job in construction too much because guess what? The same thing happened to us. Now you don't see no black men hauling on any construction jobs. You see no black men building the roads. You see no black men building the bridges. You don't even see white men out there doing it, right? So it already kind of happened to us already. Now, since they perfecting it, taking us out of certain markets that we can't even get in anymore as black men, now they're coming after you, white American man and woman. They're coming after you now because they perfected it. So, if you want to stop it, boycott everything that Tyson sell. And I mean, make it a permanent boycott. You have to understand, you have to label Tyson as an anti-American company. They're anti-American. The Biden administration and the Democrats, they are anti-American. We have to label them as anti-American. They don't care about the American people. All they care about is foreign nationals and getting paid off of foreign nationals and their situation. I don't know if y'all saw the video, and I got to look more into that. I think they say it was out of New York. The migrants are over there roasting vermin. Now, we talking about plagues and you looking for something to happen out of New York. Man, New York is one place I don't even want to be right now. Shout out to all the brothers and sisters in New York. I love y'all. I've gotten so much love and respect out of New York. But Lord Jesus, y'all got something on y'all hands, brothers and sisters, in that place. Them Democrats in New York, boy, y'all better get them all out. I'm telling y'all, y'all keep going and vote Democrat if you want to. You're going to see what that place is going to turn into. All the Democrat Party is in on this. It's not a few of them. It's all of them. This is a party ideology. It's not nothing you could tell me about right now going to vote for a Democrat. No, I'll vote for the couch. Definitely I'll vote for the couch. And on this situation, now we go back to Trump. You don't have to like Trump. And listen, you're not going to get everything you want from a politician. Some things at the time may be more important than others. Right now, we need this stuff shut down. Biden is not going to shut down those corporations doing this to you because he don't care, because he's cool, because he going to get paid off of it. I wonder if Biden and his family got a bunch of stock in Tyson. I wonder if that, because, you know, our politicians can still play the market. They up there with the laws, play the market. Now, you put people like Martha Stewart in jail talking about insider trading. How is Nancy Pelosi trading stocks? Wouldn't that be insider trading, too? Why is she not in jail? Or any of them politicians, why are they not in jail talking about playing the markets? Now, come on now. But American citizens, heed the warning. Either you deal with it and you deal with this now with Tyson Foods, you make Tyson Foods file Chapter 13, or this will happen in every corporation in America. And it will be mass homelessness. It will be evictions. You'll be losing your cars and everything because you can't get a job. Listen what we said earlier. Between the statistics, between July and August of 2023, there was a staggering decrease of 1.2 million native-born people out the workforce. But they gave in the same time period 688,000 jobs that were secured by foreign-born workers. These are American corporations doing this to American people. Once again, don't demonize the migrants. It's not them. We got to talk about the Democrats and the corporations. That's the two that is right behind and funding all this. This is underneath the Biden administration, folks. We can't play this vote blue no matter who. This is detrimental to our pocketbook. This is detrimental to our families, and it's detrimental to the national security of this nation. Every time I talk about national security, these people are coming across. They're ditching their IDs so people don't know who they are. It's not like they have a database where they can pull these people up. They don't know who they are coming across. There's gang members coming across. There's terrorists coming across. But yeah, they can't verify. Listen, if I can't verify who you are, you're definitely not getting in here. You're denied, out of here. If I can't pull you up in my system, you're out. It's just that simple. But no, Biden, like, let them all come on in. Come on. Biden getting 30,000 of them a month flying in here. You know, we covered that, right? I mean, this is beyond ridiculous. And you mean to tell me y'all come in my chat room and tell me that we need to be voting for Biden in November? See, you people that be up so pro Biden, right? You're not going to say nothing until you get let go. Then when you get let go and you can't pay your bills, now all of a sudden I promise you, you'll come right back in the comment section and say, Phil, you was right the whole time. Man, I can't believe I was on this Biden stuff and Democrats and all of that. I lost my job today. And it don't matter what kind of job you do. You're not safe. If you work for those corporations, you're not safe. Oh, I'm a doctor. I'm safe. Really? They're bringing foreign doctors. I'm a nurse. I'm cool. They're bringing foreign nurses, too. They're constantly doing it. You American nurses are getting paid too much. Or you foreign, you American doctors want too much money. Okay, I bring them in from overseas. And y'all in healthcare know they're already doing it. So it's not like they're not doing it. You understand? I'm telling you, if Tyson gets away with that, it's going to be a mass influx. That's what they're waiting on. Heed the warning. You either make Tyson file Chapter 13 or your job is next.